Okay. Seven is complete. We are now on item eight, and that is a report from Mr. Smithy.
Yes. So on June 8th, after the regular board meeting, the audit committee met. Three permanent members were there, plus Belinda, who's in for Rusty. We had a phone interview or a phone discussion with Brown Armstrong regarding the audit. And Brown Armstrong reported that it was mostly complete with only housekeeping items left to take care of. The good news is no management letters. So good job to Gail and her staff on that. They had some recommendations and discussions that will be included in the report. And that was the main thing with them. Then we had a review of our current contribution monitoring. This was a result of the Rodeo incident, and the board wished that the audit committee would have a discussion item on that. So we met, and we were giving a breakdown of the current policies and the communications and reconciliations that are now occurring between accounting and member services. They kind of gave an overview of what happened in that event, and it was the feeling of most members that the monitoring in place was sufficient. It's more of a manual procedure, but hopefully that could be automated in the future. The other big item was Raleigh reporting out that he was going to be issuing a formal request for the health services scope. That would be his largest testing, and if my notes are correct, around 2,300 employees. So that'll be a large undertaking. Any questions? Great.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Gail, I think you're handling number